Hi, this is a dictation for Sasha Stephens. S-A-S-H-A-S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S. Sasha Stephens. Date of birth 6/30/1990. Date of accident is 7/20/2021. Date of service is 2/18/2022. History of presenting illness. Ms. Sasha Stephens is alleging an automobile accident that occurred on 7/20/2021 at 7 a.m., causing all the symptoms. The chief complaints are headaches with dizziness, loss of balance, disorientation, pain in the neck and the lower back, pain in both, pain in the right knee as a chief symptom. And these pains are not going away and they are severe. Lower back pain is now worse. History of automobile accident. On 7/20/2021, the patient, Sasha Stephens, was driving at around 7 a.m. on I-75 northbound near Rochester. She was rear-ended at a traffic light when the traffic suddenly came to stop on the freeway. And she was at the time on a left lane on I-75. The impact of the accident caused the car was completely totaled. And the car was knocked out and spun all around. And then it was turned around and the back was facing the oncoming traffic. And the trunk is completely broken due to the impact. Car was total, and however, the other car was okay and it was drivable. The accident patient reports that she hit her head on the, she did not hit her head, and there was no trauma to the chest, abdomen, pelvis. She hit the seat belt. The seat belt caused injury to the right hip. And right knee hit into the dashboard and a possible neck whiplash. History of presenting illness patient reports that she's suffering from headaches which are 2 or 3 times per week. And they are located in the back. They're mild and off and on, sensitive to the light and noise, not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizure, or aura. Symptoms of TBI that are reported are dizziness, loss of balance, disorientation. And the patient denies any ringing in the ear, loss of consciousness, vertigo, no history of any loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion. There is no lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event, peeing in the bed, or number two in the bed, no incontinence. There is no history of any blurred vision or any spots in the vision. Patient does report lightheadedness, but denies any weakness, numbness, tingling, lethargy, difficulty walking, fatigue, and no sudden anesthesia is reported. There's no history of any anxiety, depression, panic. Sleep is affected slightly and mood is affected slightly. No homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts. Regarding the pain, patient has severe pain around 8 in the area of neck and the upper back, and lower back pain is 9, which is getting worse. Right knee is 7 to 8, making difficulty in walking. Patient is able to walk only up to 1 block and sit up to 1 hour, stand up to 1 hour, and sleep for 2 to 3 hours. All of these pains are reported to be present several times a day as throbbing and aching. The range of the pain severity is from 5 to 7 most of the time. ADLs that are affected due to these pains is 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, walking, and improved by lying down. The patient has had a CT scan so far and no other testing. On the day of accident, patient went to the ER in Beaumont Hospital, Troy, where a CT scan was done for the neck and the head and was found to be normal. An ultrasound of the pelvis was done to rule out pregnancy as well as fracture was found to be normal. X-rays were done for the spine, cervical and lumbar were found to be okay. There was some bulging disc was noticed. However, morphine was provided for the patient. Since then, patient tried physical therapy, and he has a massage. She has seen a physician, Dr. P-E-R-V-A-D-A, as a primary care physician who provided NSAID. Dr. Pirzada has provided NSAID and narcos as a medication along with the order of physical therapy. The patient has slight weakness in the muscles, especially in the legs, but there is no numbness, tingling, pins and needles anywhere or any radiation of the pain to the arm or leg. There is no blood or bowel incontinence. System review is completely negative, and only in psychiatry patient report that she is suffering from anxiety and PTSD. Past surgical history is none, allergies none. Family history, patient reports that she is suffering from, family history is like this. Mother is alive, suffers from diabetes, mellitus type 2, some nerve condition and osteoarthritis. Father is okay, alive. One brother, he's alive and okay, no medical problems. Relationship status. Patient is single and lives alone. Employment status. Patient works and he works for Extension System, health system in Novi, and she's a traveling lab person who draws blood, and job is easy. She's able to carry out her job at this time on a full-time basis. Disability, none is ever filed. She's not on SSDI. Legal history. Patient is using Dr. Muneeb Ahmed. Personal history, does not drink, does not use alcohol or smoke, weed or any drugs. Currently, she's suffering from constipation and feels tired, difficulty thinking and insomnia at this time. Regarding the ADL, patient report that running and doing yard work are affected 10, reaching into cabinet is affected 9, walking, standing 7, home chores, doing laundry and vacuuming are affected 6, the rest of the ADLs are not affected. The physical examination reveals as follows: 31-year-old African-American female of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and consciousness, sinusitis, jaundice, clubbing colonicia. The patient does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. The patient does not appear anxious, lethargic. She has a good attitude, demeanor, breath hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well, and she already has neck brace and knee brace, back brace, and gait is normal. Vital signs, the blood pressure is 135 over 107, heart rate is 83, respiratory rate is 17, temperature 96.9, and height is 5'5", the weight is 185, pulse ox was found to be 100. Rest of the physical examination from the template, including neurological, musculature, and gait, all normal. Please use the template. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection and palpation is from the template. They were found to be completely normal. On spine tenderness is present in the area of C5, 6, and 7, as well as L4, 5, and S1, and bilateral sacroiliac joints. And hypertonicity was noticed along with muscle spasm in the area of L1 to L5 only, bilaterally. No trigger points are noticed. Hypertonicity was 1 plus. The range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, range of motion, forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 25. The hyperextension was not found to be painful. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain the patient has Hoffman sign negative, the Sperling sign is negative, Lerman test is negative, the discussion test is negative, so to all test is negative. In the thoracic spine, root tests and film tests are found to be negative. In the lumbar spine business, the Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 35 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breber test was negative. And Davinsky sign is negative. Second leg joint, pending flexion test is negative. Heel compression test was negative. Distraction test was negative. Faber test is positive bilaterally. Gangstein is positive bilaterally. Extremities examination is from the template, except for the right knee. The right knee examination reveals that on inspection, the knee appears to be normal with no scar, erythema, effusion. On palpation, there is a tenderness in the peripatellar region with no crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise heard. Range of motions are completely normal at 135 degree of flexion. Collateral ligaments are intact. And valgus varus abnormality is absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer was positive. Patellar apprehension is positive. McMurray Steinman is negative. Diagnosis. General V89.2 XS3. CNS R51 F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0. The right knee pain M25.561, M23.205, M23.202. Lumbar spine, cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.2, 12, 53.82, S13.4, XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, M51.27, 54.16, M54.42, S33.5, XXA. Sacral spine, M46.1, bilaterally, M54.17. S33.5 XXA. TBI F06.3018. Plan of care is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. Patients provided the following medication. Physical therapy was provided 3 times per week. The physical therapy is provided 2 times per week, focusing on the neck and lower back, knee and the meniscus. With traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie exercise program. The work-wise patient is allowed to continue working on the light duty with 7 pounds lifting limit with 7 hours, 7 days. And no housework replacement, attended care, or transportation are provided. The medications patients provided naproxen for anti-inflammatory for to heal up the pain and help in healing. Aloe vera 50 milligram at night to help in the GAD disorder, sleep, help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and help in pain relief. Flexeril, 10 milligram 3 times a day is provided to help in the muscle relaxation and remove the muscle spasms. Furoscix, 1 to 2 every 6 hours, PRN 75 tablets for headache relief. Narcotic analgesics, none are being provided. Non-pharmacological, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI. Other imaging records, none are available. Interventional pain procedure, none are being considered. Surgical options, none. Referral to neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. And attended caseworker not warranted. Past medical records are ordered released. Investigations. Patient is ordered an MRI of cervical spine and lumbar spine. DMA. The patient is already reported that she has a back brace and neck brace. We provided a knee brace for the right knee and a tense unit to help heal. Education, yes. Weight loss program, yes. Disability is already discussed. Follow visit will be in 10 days. Direct contact is yes. Thank you.